Hey, Richard.
Hiya. Hi, Parv.
You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Very good. Where are you called? Are you in London?
No. I'm out in the sticks.
What, in the middle of the sticks?
Yeah. Right bang in the middle of the sticks. I'm out in past Tunbridge Wells near a village called Wadhurst. So I live out back onto Woodland, so in the middle of nowhere.
I know Wadhurst.
Do you?
Yeah, I know that. You're how fast Wadhurst from me? Probably about 30 minutes away from me. Yeah, so I do know it. I do know that part of the world.
A couple of yokels.
Yeah. So, Richard, you know what we're up to because you've been listening in.
I absolutely love it. They're great.
It's interesting to do, to be honest. It is really interesting checking in with people and seeing what they're up to and just having a bit of a chat. And it's interesting that most of the creatives we speak to, they virtually all say the same thing, which is, you know, I didn't really think I'd miss people much. I quite like getting on with my own thing. But people have been one of the biggest things I've missed.
Right, let's kick it off then. Do you want to introduce Richard?
Yeah. So, Richard, where do I begin with all the agencies you've been? I won't list them all, but Richard is currently at St. Luke's, and he did the very cool Stay Home Now, which I thought was great. I like those things. It's interesting. I'm trying to get a blog together with those, what would you call them? Those sort of ideas that are there to be spotted rather than created. So, like Enns Fry. I've got a whole list of them somewhere. And that feels like one of them.
Oh,
NHS. NHS flipped the other way around because you've got more chance of retaining it and remembering it. The exact opposite of what the government's just done with be alert, enjoy yourself, drift about, whatever it is. I can't remember the latest one, but that's the point, really. Whereas when it's built on something as tied to what you're talking about as that, you've got more chance to remember it. So I really like that. That's one of the things I'm including that thing. Yeah, no, it's great.
It's a little graphic opportunity, isn't they? I think that's the thing. It's just lucky to have spotted it, really.
But they look so easy, which is the thing. You think, I think so. Sometimes those things don't do so well in awards. You think, well, I've just flipped it the other way around. What's so hard about that? But it's like, I talked to Richard Russell. Do you know Richard?
Yeah, top boy.
So he discovered 10 years into the business, in the advertising business, that his name contains, without changing anything, hard sell. Which is just amazing, isn't it? How could you not? This is the thing. They all look so obvious. How could you not spot that? I'm not saying that as a diss to him, but they are like that, these things, is that they're valuable when you can spot them, but you have to spot them. So the first question is, Richard, are you still doing any work?
It's been absolutely crazy for us, which is great. We're pitching lots and we've been doing sort of meetings with new clients and everything. It's been super, super busy. We're lucky in that sense. And some of the things that were put on hold are hopefully starting to go into production as well. So yeah, I've been busier than I've always been. I think it's because you're not, you know, getting on a train and going up to London and then coming back again. You know, your home becomes your office.
Are you missing that, Rich?
I was chatting to someone about this the other day. I found this actually quite liberating. I think because of people are being forced to show, you know, what they can do to not be, you know, maybe forgotten, or I've seen some incredible stuff that I've found really inspiring. I miss seeing the guys in the flesh, and I think that's the same for everyone and the same with family. But we're lucky in the sense that we've got things like Zoom and we can talk to each other, and, you know, so that's sort of kept us going. But I think it's also given me a bit of space to say, find things like SHN and do stuff like that. It's actually, for me, I found it a little bit liberating.
Are you going to try and go in a little bit less now? Because obviously, I mean, I know your commute. So will you sort of go, you know what, I can actually stay at home a couple of days and not go in every day?
We discussed this actually. And I think it's the same with sort of, you know, the production on SHN and doing stuff remotely with Malcolm and Rick and then Ben and Seth. You know, we've proved that we can do all this stuff, you know. And I think we talked about it before we even went into this about the opportunity to work more remotely. And I think what it's done is it proves that you can. And if the system's set up and you're all up for it, you can. So I think there's something that we're definitely looking at as we move forward into the next stage. So yeah, I think we'll definitely be doing a little bit more of this remotely.
Are there any other things that you'll do differently, do you think, when you get back? A lot of people have mentioned the fact that they can sort of think more deeply.
I think that's a really good question, because I tell you what, I thought this was going to be a nightmare for me because I've got the attention span of a 6-year-old, and I love being around people. And I was thinking, oh my God, the thought of me trying to do stuff, not just from a creative direction sort of point of view, but from, you know, creativity. But I actually meant that I've had to focus a bit more, I suppose. I think it's actually, it helped. You know, we're in an open environment and a lot, you know, we all work openly now, whereas we used to have offices in the past. So maybe just that little bit of isolation has helped me focus a bit more, I suppose.
I mean, virtually everybody has said positive things about focusing more. So, Richard, is there something that you would recommend that people who are at home bored and have gone through Tiger King, Last Dance, everything, that you'd recommend that they might not have considered?
Yeah, I tell you what, I wanted to say something about Tiger King. You know Doc Mantle in that, the dude with the long ponytail?
Yeah.
We worked with him years ago. It was so surreal. We did a Schweppes ad. It wasn't years ago. Me and Dave, my old partner, with Talking Animals in Florida, and he was the animal. He used to do all the Hollywood stuff. He was the animal wrangler, and he was exactly like that in that documentary.
What did you make of him at the time? He's the one with the harem, isn't he?
Yeah, and they were there. They were the young. It was really weird. It was so weird. And I've said it to people. I'm like, I know him. And they're like, ugh. I'm like, no, I don't know him. Yeah, he was our animal wrangler, and he was just like that cat. He was the alpha male. It was so bloody weird. So when he tipped up, I remember the producer going, have you seen who's in the Tiger King? And Ludo did all the posts on it. He went, oh my God, have you seen who's in it? Yeah, Doc Mantle. It was so creepy. But yeah.
So Richard, we can ask you who your favourite husband is then.
Oh, I found it all a bit creepy. I think the dude that ran away, apparently he's had his teeth done now, hasn't he? Because he had all his teeth. I can't remember his name. It's just all a bit weird, wouldn't it?
But did you go to the end, or did you just
about today? I did follow it all to the end. Yeah, I did. Obviously, because he was in it, and I wanted to, you know, it's completely wrong on so many levels, but I had to find out where it was going once you're in.
Rich, do you clap on a Thursday?
Do you know what's really funny? I don't know about you. I've missed a few of them, and then we went out there and did it, and we've got neighbours that are quite far away, so you hear a faint tin. You don't hear anything. So it's quite surreal going into your garden and clapping and whooping, and you don't really hear anyone else.
You don't get that benefit of people thinking, oh, they see.
No, and that's, you know, when I was seeing people, I remember getting really, we all got a bit tearful watching the very first one and people posting and sharing, because we were tearful, I think, because we weren't really connected to that. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's standing together. And my mum rung me up and said, oh my God, we're all outside. And, you know, so I suppose we just felt a bit lonely as well at the moment. So every now and then we would go out and whoop and cheer, and sometimes we missed it. And yeah, so we do and we don't.
It's funny, Rich, I'm same as you. There's no one here. So what I do is I set up, the first few times I've set up a speaker and taken a sound effect of applause, played him applause and played it for 2 minutes.
I love that.
Is that to save you going through the hell of clapping your hands together?
No,
or is that to
precious play?
No, because as Richard said, there's no one here to... it just seems a bit silly if there's like four of you clapping and no one can hear you.
Funny, I wonder who else is bringing their jobs to Thursday evening like that.
So, mate, we might as well take you on to the bog roll question. How many loo rolls have you got?
I love that. We had a delivery yesterday, so we've got a brand new pack of 24 and we've got one open halfway through, so we must be on about 36. That's quite a lot. But we've got,
We're not judging you, mate. We're not judging you.
No, but the boys, we go through them. It's ridiculous.
Who is it? Stuart Douglas, who said, is it girls use more loo roll?
I was thinking that. Yeah, I was trying to remember someone had
said. Stuart.
Oh, it was Stuart, wasn't it? I remember,
get you two together to argue it out.
So are you drinking more or less alcohol, mate?
I've been, do you know what? I've been teetotal for 11 years now. But do you know what's really funny? The last year, alcohol-free beer now actually tastes like alcohol. Yeah. And I'm actually drinking more alcohol-free beer than I ever have done.
Really? Which ones do you do? Are we working with this?
The ones that I really like, Budweiser, do really nice alcohol-free. I love that. I've tried all the sort of, you know, they do like sessions and stuff. I'm not sure about some of them, but Budweiser is probably my favourite.
I really like the can, Rich. Yes. Budweiser can.
Yeah.
It's really nice, isn't it?
It's like, that tastes like a good beer. I feel like I'm having a beer. So I really like the Budweiser. And Heineken's not too... Heineken's good as well. So I'd say Heineken and I would say Budweiser.
I've had the Heineken one. That's really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
On a hot day, if you're not drinking and on a hot day, you just take it out of the fridge. The first two feel like you've just had a beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm compelled to give a little shout out to Lucky Saint because we've been doing some work with them, who are very good.
Are they nice, are they?
They're very good, yeah.
Really right, I'll try
it. Quite a premium, high-end one, but good.
Yeah, great.
So, Richard, what have you discovered anything about yourself since this period of lockdown and isolation that you didn't know?
Yeah, I think I've discovered that I can actually work in isolation. And some of the fears that I thought about myself with what I was capable of aren't actually fears, I'd say. So, you know, being able to sort of sit down and focus and write and do stuff in between everything that we've got on has been a bonus. And I've kind of got a bit of a buzz out of it, I'd say. I think the other thing is as well is I think there's been a lot more, I'd like to say, think a lot more support for each other. We can be quite critical at times of each other's work. And I feel, I don't know, even just hearing different people chat on this and that I've not really heard or spoken to before, I feel like, you know, we feel like a bit more of a creative community again and maybe a bit more behind each other. And I think it would be nice to sort of see that continue if we come out. So, yeah.
Have you noticed any sort of environmental changes in this last 8 weeks? You know, different animals, bigger flowers, anything in the environment?
Where I am, I think even if I go for a walk in the woods with the dog, everything's coming a bit closer again. So the deer are coming a bit closer. I remember really? I was walking up the path with my dog last night. I wish I'd had my camera on because there was a brow of a hill and this fox was just walking with its head down, just on its own, just walking right down the middle of this track. And I just stopped watching it. I wish I filmed it. It was in its own little world. So I think, you know, even with us going for walks and maybe not walking as much, things are taking their space back a bit more. And I think that's definitely apparent, which I know I've heard about things like ozone's closing up. So, you know, I'm a mad fisherman. I can't wait to get back out and do that again at some point. And I imagine everything's, you know, moving closer to the banks again, I suppose. So, yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Pav?
If one person take control of the pandemic, you can only choose one, Donald Trump or Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
You're still in search of a Trump answer. We haven't come across it yet.
I know. I just think just because I'd like to see him sort of sing the campaign. Can you imagine him singing with his guitar out, doing his own pop videos? I think that'd be quite sort of, you know, make America great again, like, be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Have you attempted to bake any sourdough? It seems like more of a London occupation, this, but I'll ask anyway.
I heard that with your last one, the sourdough. No, I haven't done that. What I'm meant to be attempting to do is build a vegetable bed out of fallen trees with my chainsaw. So that's what my thing is that I'm trying to do.
You're the owner of a chainsaw?
I know. Do you know what's really funny? When we moved down there, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get a leaf blower. And everyone went, you're going to get a chainsaw. You are going to get a chainsaw. It's like, hang on a minute. What are you saying? I'm like the Frank Spencer, which I have been known to be. You know, in injury, I am Frank Spencer. So yeah, only a small one. So, yeah, I'm meant to be building a little vegetable trough, yeah, at some point. But, yeah, sourdough avoided. No, not me.
Do you own a chainsaw, Parv?
No, I don't, actually. But you
just
know what?
There's common out there.
Funny you should say that. I will need to get one because my uncle, a tree fell in his back garden, so they had to cut it down. And I said, don't throw it away. And he said, why? Because I said, I'll come and get it all because I'll need it for firewood. So I need to, he's sort of chopped it up into small parts for me, but then I'll need to get a chainsaw just to get it down to even smaller bits so I can use it for firewood.
It's quite therapeutic, actually, that and a little mini axe to split it. It's actually quite therapeutic.
Is that what you're doing, Rich? Is it for firewood?
Yeah, mainly for firewood. Just all the odd stuff that falls rather than, you know, don't take anything down, but just stuff that just falls. Yeah. And we've got old stuff in our garden. You just take that what's fallen, we just chop it up and use that in the wood burner.
So what have we got, Pav? We've got one last question, which is, have you seen an ad that you can remember?
Yeah, I'm going to say something that's just come out, and it just made me chuckle, and it's Snoop Dogg in the Just Eat ad. I love the fact that he goes, get them on the line, and then he starts rapping about Just Eat. I just loved it. Just seeing Snoop Dogg in that just made me laugh.
Yeah, I thought when that came on as well, it was quite refreshing, actually, when I saw it. It did make
me laugh. Yeah, I loved it. And there's been some really nice bits out there, but it was just nice to see a bit of comedy and see you know, some like it. Just felt, nice. That's good.
Yeah, there's only so much worthy you can take in, isn't there?
Yeah, so I love that. Good on them, and good on them for putting it out, because people go on about sort of social distancing and then being together, but yeah, it made me laugh. So that was lovely.
Brilliant. Rich?
Excellent. Brilliant to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for giving us the opportunity. It's nice.
Pleasure. Thanks for your time, Richard. That was great.
Pleasure.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. All the best.
See you soon. Bye.